earlier today, I heard someone say, you just have to take a bite out of life. I might start saying that instead of eat shit.
We're gonna talk about weird shit and other stuff. It's not gonna be very long, so you might as well listen to Thought and Other Absurdities. What the fuck?
Welcome back to the Thought and Other Absurdities podcast. I'm here reading another blog post from josephdnewcomer.com. This is something that just happened to me, and I honestly couldn't believe it. This is called The Sandwich Murders. Have you ever watched someone do something that should be completely routine, but they somehow manage to defy all basic and accepted processes as if the fundamental everyday task was some bizarre thing they'd never witnessed? As if they'd been asked to turn themselves inside out. As if they'd been asked to hammer a nail with a glob of gelatin. A few days ago, I watched someone try to make a sandwich at a deli. They were as barbaric and clumsy as a 1,000-pound grizzly bear whose hands had fallen asleep. I watched them pulverize meat, veggies, and bread into an abomination of mangled ingredients resembling something that had accidentally fallen into a garbage disposal. It was almost as difficult to watch as it was to try to look away. When I was finally able to turn my head from the criminal disaster, my eyes met with the other sandwich hopefuls waiting for their lunch to be abused in front of them. Their eyes rot with horror and confusion. I can't stop thinking about it. This culinary desecration. How does any person, let alone one whose particular job is to do so, fuck up making a simple sandwich? I thought about how this might affect the rest of their life. I felt terrible for their partner's genitalia. I hoped they'd never need to get something out of their eye with those mauling, clearly knuckleless hammer paws. Could it have been on purpose? Had I angered this sandwich-murdering stranger? What manner of damage must they self-inflict while wiping their ass? Imagine the rectal bruising. I may need to speak with a psychiatrist. It has deeply affected me. And that was The Sandwich Murders. I hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to check out josephdnewcomer.com for more of my insanity. Also, did you know that you can procrastinate and hide from life and anything that needs to be done by reading a book? We have books at deadstarpress.com. Take a break from all the bullshit. You can find my books there as well as on Amazon. I've also started doing reels on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. So if you want more of my madness, find me on those platforms. Have a good day, a good week, a better fucking sandwich than the one I got. A good whatever the fuck you're doing. Bye.
We just talked about weird shit and other stuff. I hope that you all liked it. Thought and Other Absurdities. What the fuck?